If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Rurik.
Human.
Rurik.
Sir, slimy reptilian.
You're a piece of shit.
Are we recording?
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. All of this was recorded. Yeah. You hear that? We're leaving it in, too. Just so your dad and your mom can hear this.
Oh, good. Are we leaving that fucking awesome, boring car talk that you just said for
5 minutes? Yes, because I was trying to build us something, but can't build anything with you. You're distracted. How many times have you just been like, have you caught yourself a ton just looking at your phone and it's nothing? Like, there's nothing. You're looking at it. It could just be not even a blank screen, but just like the resting screen. Have you caught yourself doing it? Because I've caught myself doing it
and felt
so much shame. Just like staring, just staring at it
all the time.
Eyes going back and forth, and then it takes me a second to be like, "Why am I looking at this?"
Yeah, I do it all the time.
And then I put it down, and I feel dirty. I feel very dirty afterwards.
I definitely have ADD or something, for sure. It's not even a debate.
Albert Davis, is from Seriously Dead podcast on the network. He just got diagnosed with ADD, I believe. And it's also the thing of but how much of this is, what if ADD is simply just the overstimulation of the brain? Like, okay. It's because of right. It's like, how much of it's that causality versus
cancer is something that kills you. Like, yeah, what else are you going to say that's obvious?
But I mean, we're not talking about the external factors. I'm talking about the overstimulation, the nature of what we're putting into it.
Next to the wood, water wet. Rumination.
Water wet, which is a lot like pussy.
Moist and dewy.
Moist and dewy. I don't know how much of that we're gonna leave in, but we'll see. God. I'm trying I'm saying the external factor.
I got it. I'm just
obviously
saying,
I know it's overstimulated, but
I'm just saying I think ever since I was like a kid, also we're still from the generation of like our parents didn't really, there were no like child diseases back when we were, you know what I'm saying? Like autism and like ADD, like that wasn't like a real, it was a thing, but no one really gave a shit. Like it wasn't like a super taken seriously thing. I remember like being in school and being like, going to my parents all the time, being like, yo, I have a legitimately hard time focusing. They'd be like, well, it's because you hate school. I'm like, yeah. Also, though, I have a hard time focusing. So both things can be true. I don't understand why one thing has to be mutually exclusive to another. But right. I've always felt like that. Always. And now it's like worse for sure, because there's definitely more stimulation externally. But I've always felt like that. And there was an iPads and shit. And when I was fucking in fifth grade, I was sitting in fifth grade, like, being like off trying to bounce off the fucking walls.
Yeah.
I think I just have ADD. Then I talked to somebody about this, like a professional about this not too long ago, like a friend of mine. And I was like, if I had to go to like ADD, like, how do I go to like get that tested? And then he just seriously was like, oh no, you had to be treated for like depression, anxiety first before anybody could. I was like, oh, I didn't ask that. Are you just telling me I have that? He's like, oh, you don't? I was like, no, I probably do. You're right. Good call. I guess I gotta go get that checked out first.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I'm not like, just there's never any talk of, I just hear a lot of, even Colin Quinn special. It's like, we're all being diagnosed with things. And I know, of course, they're probably studying the external factors, but I'm just like, is there any external factor? Is it coupled? Like, is it coupled with it? It's like, yeah, a lot of our brains are adapting for the worst, or like not able to focus because of the nature of our lives, maybe. But like, how much of it is, it's like, oh yeah, we're being fucking yelled at. There's a horn blaring in our faces all the time through our technology that we need to manage and focus on and try not to focus on as well.
I definitely think that's true. I think that if anything, that's just adding on to my ADD. It's not like the cause of my ADD. I think my brain's the cause of my ADD. And then I think the phone and iPad and all the fucking TV and video games and shit is just like exacerbating it. Mm. Is what's going on.
It's a geostorm. Like, you're having like a crazy you're having a crazy storm event going on in your brain, and the external factors are definitely a cause.
Yeah, I'm the Mark Wahlberg.
You're definitely helping. Storm.
Yeah. Was he in Perfect Storm? He was in Perfect Storm, right?
He was in Perfect Storm. He died.
Okay, good. Everyone died. It's the whole point of the movie.
No, the wave lived.
Oh yeah, no. Facts. Shout wave. You're the hero. Shout wave.
I don't wave shame on this podcast.
No.
All right. The wave's gonna wave. Wave's gonna do what it's gonna do. Waves, why the fuck? Why are you out there?
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Why are you out there in the waves territory? Yeah. All wavy.
What were you wearing out there? You know what I mean? Were you wearing? You were wearing a boat? Oh, that's cute. You know,
I res yellow jumpsuit. Kind of sexy.
It's kind of sexy. Not gonna help you either. Sexy. Not gonna help you. Yeah, it looks like you want to go in the water, kind of. You know?
Yeah, it looks like the wave. You were asking the wave to be taken over. Really, is what you were asking. You were asking to be capsized.
Every tsunami is just like a predator. they're just looking for beaches that want it.
Yeah. Ooh, that Thailand beach.
I wish nature was like that. That would be more fun. That would be kind of, it'd be fucked up, but you would, yeah, you'd immediately be just blaming. I mean, that's this old school God stuff, right? That's kind of what we used to, that's what we used to believe. Like,
now, more predictable, for sure.
It was, you're saying more predictable?
I said it'd be way more unpredictable for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you're just like,
putting,
yeah,
you're putting a little bit of chaotic randomness in everybody's day. You're like, right. Today, the day the tornado comes to New York City, you know, right. Just throwing wild shit out there.
Yeah. Thailand was acting nuts. You know, that's it. All of us be like, what'd they do? We're just blaming them now. We're just blaming. Like, what'd they do? I don't know. They called down some kind of thunder. Something happened.
Yeah. You just start looking at your friends like, don't do what Thailand did.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, look around. All right. I don't know. They got Bach over there, some shit like that. We got to stay with money. All right. Don't worry about any of that bullshit.
No, right? Lady boys for sex.
Okay. I think that's the one thing they like. That was the crazy part. I was thinking
maybe the wave like, didn't. You don't know.
The wave. Oh, man.
Thailand likes. It's about what the wave likes. Maybe the wave doesn't like it.
That would be tough if just like all of land was super liberal and the ocean's really conservative.
Super conservative. Yeah.
Just super conservative. Just constantly trying to beat it back all the days. Every wave across is just fucking libtards.
Maybe that's the balance though.
So snowflake pieces of shit.
Way does it go too far? You just constantly
meshing. I don't know. A lot of our beaches are eroding, if you know what I mean. A lot of the beaches are taken. I don't know. There's a lot of beaches gone right now. We're bringing in. They had to bring in liberals from other places and kind of dump those.
Honestly,
dump
those liberals. Sand's annoying. I'm for it. Sand's the herpes of Mother Nature. It gets everywhere. It doesn't go. It never leaves. It's fucking annoying.
It is a problem.
It's so annoying.
You're not wrong. What's been going on with you, buddy?
You know.
That's a man answer that I keep forgetting from childhood that I would just simply think is a real answer. And now knowing that none of us can communicate well, and like, we should try to get into our feelings a little bit. He's like, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, yeah, that, yeah, me too. I get you. And then just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like if you ask someone like, hey man, how's your day? And they go, oh, actually, and you go, oh, I don't actually want to know how your day was. That was just that.
Well, I mean, we're on a podcast recording it and I asked you, so.
No. I don't mean in this instance. I meant like just.
I know.
Dude but... instances, like dude conversation where it's like immediately you're like, oh, I don't actually give a shit about your day. That's crazy. You actually going to tell me about your day? Jesus. What are we doing here?
Crazy in terms of friendships from men. And I wonder why my brain is damaged.
I don't even mean like a good, I mean like, you know, like you just see someone you kind of know and you're like, hey man, how's it going? Like at the gym or whatever. And they're like, oh, actually my car. And you're like, oh, I don't know you like that. I don't care.
Yes.
Like that was a throwaway greeting.
Right. That would be wild. But again, this is not that instance.
I know.
You still have an answer. This is what I mean.
Not good.
Nice. Good. That's all we
not
need.
Not good. I can't even talk about half of what's going on with me.
Now we can stop talking about it. That's what I need to hear. I just need to hear it. Not good. And I'm like, all right, well, that's cool. You go over there for a little bit. Come back when you feel better, I guess. That's man 101. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, wow. That would be us expressing Felix. That would be just like, not good. You're like, wow, Neil really expressed himself today. That was a lot. Give it up for him, everybody. Wow. Well, you're being a little bit of a pussy, I feel like, but okay.
Not even think about it, but you know, yeah.
Men and our relationships. So yeah, good. Yeah,
but that's kind of how it also got me through as long as I got through. You know, like if I was to have a sappy conversation every single time I was sad, I would have killed myself. That's crazy. I'd rather be like my friend, be like, yeah, yeah, cool, something about it. I'm like, you're right, and like, I just move on with my day. Like I kind of need that bullying just to get over me being sad, and I just push it down and I go on. And I've been, you know what, stronger than I've ever been. Well, that's not true, but I'm the second strongest I've ever been. Strongest was when I was playing football, for sure. Second strongest I've ever been, that was pretty good. So, I mean, and I'm making a second round comeback.
Yeah.
Am I on my back nine? No, right?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm still my front nine. I'm making a strong comeback in my front nine still.
Okay. Nice.
You know, maybe pars or course or holes like, you know, 4 through 8 were bad, but 9's my hole.
I'm so sad. for your therapist eventually. It's going to be just it's like, so you're going to work out to get out of this? Like, yeah.
Well, joke
yeah,
to yeah, you, I don't have a therapist. No, you won't have.
No, I know. Eventually, I know. I eventually that when this is all really solidified and everything, you're just going to be a jacked dude who's like passing out, you know, at the gym every once in a while, crying in the bathroom. It's going to be great for you to have those conversations with them. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a great thing.
TRT and working out, baby. You don't need feelings.
Yeah, there we go. Don't eat Felix. That's good. Feeling. Yeah, mental strength is not important in these cases. I'm which is how much I can lift.
My feelings away via bench press.
It's good. Right.
Don't I you know, get it?
But I hate to get all sage, some bullshit gym sage, but you're still holding that weight, aren't you, buddy? Still holding that weight, and you got to bring that weight back down.
Yeah, but then I fire it back out again.
I know, but you see the problem, right?
No, because I throw them when I'm done.
Oh, okay. So you throw it into the ceiling. I forgot.
I just throw them and they're gone.
I forgot. Yeah.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. You don't know there we go. Now he's getting defensive. You're so fucking dumb, dude. I don't know what you don't get about this.
It didn't work out right.
I keep forgetting that, yeah, there's just some like 90 pound fit woman who's got to come up behind you. This is going to be your therapist. He's got to come up behind you and pick up the weights. That's going to be exactly, to keep the analogy going.
Actually, a genius. Second great idea in a week. Gym therapist. Reduce. That's a good idea. No, because we don't want to talk, right? But right. If I'm at the gym and I'm like bench pressing and I'm just like trying to get it out and have someone behind me spotting me with the elbows and he's like, but you know, really, like, what would you think about what she said to you? And you'd be like, well, fucking man. You know, it's like, dude, that's a good idea. And like, you know, it feels gay because you're at the gym. So it's like, you're not crying about it. And if you are, you'd be like, oh, the weight was heavy. I was just really pushing hard to get it all out. You know, like there's excuses. Yeah. Dude, this is, we need juggalo for gigolos and we need gym therapists.
I like that. A little gym psych.
Yeah. Gym, that's the name of the company.
Yeah. No, I'm not against it. I feel like some of them would eventually, yeah, you know, it's going to be to see big guys cry at the gym has always been my wish. You know what I mean? That's always been a wish of mine. Just seeing a jacked dude eventually break down. Like yeah, that's just,
you've seen it because you're jacked. You don't have to cry.
Right. Yeah. What?
Because you're so strong. Everything so else strong. Is okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. We all know. This never leads to a bad place. I've never seen it once go to a bad place. Not even
if your muscles look good. That means you're mentally okay. And everything right. else around you is okay.
Yeah. Not that you're a hollowed out husk in any shape or form.
Husk to be strong. You have a strong coconut husk.
Yep. Okay.
Corn has husks. Husks are good.
You're falling apart into word association. I don't even know. I didn't say coconut husks. Obviously, everyone knows husks. Corn husks. That's you're just saying husks. You're like, there's huskies, and huskies those dogs are strong.
Good, strong Iditarod running dog.
Hey, what are you doing? Yeah. What's going on over there?
Trying to defend myself.
Trying to defend yourself through obfuscation and just word association.
Yeah.
Like I said, that therapist is gonna it's gonna be a nightmare. Yeah.
I feel bad for that person. Have to maybe talk to two at once, so they could like just tag each other in like a tag team match. And be like, all right, dude, I got to take a break.
That's gonna be
for a little bit.
Yeah, they come out deep. Yeah. What the fuck's going on in there?
It's like that scene in Rick and Morty when they get back in the car. They're like, oh my God.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's just a hailstorm of all I got was a hailstorm of gay and then crying and then more gay and then something about his cousin. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on in there.
Way too much crying though. Even for us, that was a lot of crying.
All right. I'm going to go back in. Yeah.
He takes like a hit of oxygen, like NFL athletes on the sideline. In Denver.
Yeah, you might need a coach just to maybe. All right, come on, come out.
Are you hurt or injured? Come on.
Blood splatters are going on in there. There's commotion. There's just feelings being talked about.
Ew.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a good time, dude. You'll be all right. It's okay. I mean, it's better than. I mean, hey, listen, I'm also not in therapy. I long for it. I'd say I just go, oh man, one of these days I'm gonna afford the ability for mental health.
Man, we have opposite wants.
Yeah. No, I mean, yours. I mean, I know, and mine will be more fruitful. I just can't do it. That's the best part. Isn't that fun? that you have, this is typical. You have all the resources using none of them. I want all the resources. I could definitely use them. That's America 101. So yeah, many.
I guess that goes to show that pussies get nothing in life.
Can I get it? Can I get it like a life scholarship?
Problem, buddy.
Really, I got a look. I know. Well, okay. Libertarians, can I get a life scholarship?
No, we're not still help
you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. I forgot that there's no help. Oh, that's right. I forgot. There's no help. Got it. Cool. Yeah. It's like, ah, oh, you look at the government, idiot. Yeah, I could get help from them. No. Like, well, I think I can.
We can choose to help you. We choose not to help you.
It's very interesting. It's an interesting gamut.
That work. I don't understand the problem. Mm.
We can't
offer you help. We choose not to offer you help.
Right. And that's the freedom.
That's freedom, baby.
Yeah. You have the ability to ask for help, and we have the ability to never help you because it kind of goes against our whole thing.
Cute eagle screech. Bam.
Nice.
USA, baby.
I don't know what you're. Yep. Okay. As someone who has those tattoos, I don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
USA. I got these tattoos. USA.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It all makes sense, brother. It all makes sense.
Who knows? There's been some fun stuff going on, right? We got some fun things, some people saying some stuff at Christian colleges, telling women how they feel, which is nice.
I don't care about that. Like, I don't. That was, honestly, to me, was a very blown out thing. I watched the thing. He was at a Catholic college, like, and half the country also agrees with him. This is stupid. This is a stupid thing that, like, you're gonna get upset if you don't agree, and you're not gonna get upset if you agree. Like, I don't give a shit. This to me is like the Drake Kendrick thing to you. I was like, yeah, this is dumb. Either you agree with it or you don't. Half the country does. Stop pretending like it doesn't. It's a stupid fucking paradigm. It's another let's fight with each other and ignore the bullshit type thing, in my personal opinion. That was how I took that. But, like, whatever. If you want to talk about it, we can.
No, I think we got him. We got him in the chat. Let's bring him on real quick.
Harrison?
Harrison, how you doing?
Also, if you want to, like, if you win multiple Super Bowls, I'll just listen to you. No matter what you say. So I'll be like, you're right. You'd be like, I want to kill puppies. I'm like, well, the guy did win two Super Bowls. So it's like, he might have something to this that, I don't know, maybe killing puppies is a core benefit to your health. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's tough because I haven't seen it. I don't know of it. But I will say, if he's crushing in the audience, then I'm fine. If they're clapping and stuff, I don't know. Then take a look around. I don't know what's going on. Who's why are you mad?
That's what I'm saying. It really was like, again, it wasn't like he went to like a very liberal. I don't even mean liberal in the sense of like political. I mean like Harvard or like a standard like liberal arts school. He was like going and preaching like a conservative man. He got hired to speak at a Catholic college or a Christian college that's a conservative leaning college, and he's saying shit a lot of conservative women believe. This isn't like a fucking mind blowing thing. So he did that there, and then someone was like, "I don't like what he said." It's like, yeah, man, that's how it works. Guess what? You're not at that college. You were never going to go to that college. You were never a Catholic college goer. It's like, let him talk. Like, go listen to your fucking other speeches. Who gives a fuck? It's so dumb.
Yeah. Have you heard of the MRS degree?
The MRS degree?
Yeah. That's like, what is, I recently heard this term. I'm not like,
no.
Boy, yeah. It's interesting because I don't know how much the women who attend the colleges there like play the compartmentalized game. But the MRS degree is you're really just going to that college in the hopes that you're, yeah, of course you're going through a degree program, but you're meeting a man to then settle down with. You become Mrs.
It's fucking smart.
Yeah, but again, yeah. And I don't even know, this might be like, I gave it up as like the same thing of like, it was like, hey, the only people that should be mad really would be a disconnect between the students listening to that.
Correct.
And the college, like, but the correct. College typically has to sign off on the speech. So if no one's mad in the audience or like, that was just, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. If they're not mad, I'm like, what do you do? Like it's
right.
He's in his comedy club crushing. he's delivering the sweet message of, unfortunately some versions of people's, you know, beliefs or whatever. there you go, hit it. Yeah, sure. My aunt be pissed off. She's been a nun her entire life. And she's like, fuck you, you're a piece of shit. But that's just, she's a Catholic nun. That's how they roll. You know what I mean? They're dyed in the wool bitches. That's the way. She's a hard ass motherfucker. She hikes and smokes cigars. Yeah.
She's in the Bible.
You know what I mean? She's a 5'2" dumpling who just fucking smokes cigars and hikes. She's a badass. So, but you know, so if she heard that shit, 100%. She's like, get the fuck. She'd grab him by his ear, pull him on over. I know he's wobbly like 260 pounds or whatever. I don't know. Wait, he's a kicker. He's a kicker. Oh, okay. So he's 98 pounds. He's 98 pounds with wavy legs. And you know, she'd reach down and teach him something. You know what I mean? But
it's still her opinion. There are a lot of women out there who want to just be married and like, be
I think, mom. Yeah. Do you think it's,
by the way,
do you think it's like one of those things where like being told it's just too right? Like it's a thing that, you know, is correct sometimes. Not, and by correct, I just mean for those people like, yeah, that is going to happen. Like the majority of you may have it's too blatant. And that's the only reason he got picked up. Cause I feel like speeches before that had to be included. This can't be the first time a male speaker at one of these colleges was like, and so. If you become and go into the workforce and become, you know, someone in your industry who is amazing, that is fantastic. And don't forget that, you know, you are bound to your husband and need to whatever. He just elongated it. He was just like, women, don't forget, be in the kitchen and, you know, it's good. It's a good thing to do.
He said you could.
I know. Like, you could. Yeah.
He's like, if you choose that path, that's also fine. Is what he said.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, I don't like that's a fun. Like, that's a if you want to be a mom and take care of your kids and family, like that's a great. That's a
someone's got to take care of these kids.
I don't understand why that's a fucking such a negative. This is purely because it's 2024 and everyone's looking for strife and every fucking thing. And let's be honest. This was a political issue. It became a political thing when it shouldn't have been. It should have been no issue. And again, that's like if I saw a very lefty speech and I was like, what? That's fucking stupid. It's like, it's not for me. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just not for you. It's not, that's not your life, man. Like you don't want that life. That's fine. But yeah, you also don't get mad about it. Like, you're being a bitch. Like it's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. If you heard a speech at like, you know, at Sandals and Patchouli University.
Right.
And it was, you know what I mean? Them crushing up there.
Yeah. You know,
just boom, 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 just crushing the crowd and everything. And that came out. Yeah. Conservative people might pick it up and be like, look, this is what we're blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever.
I would say the same thing, by the way. I'd be like, it's not for you.
Yeah.
Like it's for them. That's not for you. So shut the fuck up. Like, get it. Like, it's the same thing. Like, is that not for you, dude? Sorry. Everything's not for you.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what the fuck, anyone was talking about. Again, just another week of like, we just don't want to talk about Israel Palestine.
That kind of
TM. Like, it's just,
kind
of,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we don't want to talk about it. So, like, I don't know. Look over here, everybody. And it's like, what? No, we care. Who? It's a football player as well. Like, it's like,
yeah.
It's almost as if like football players need to be fucking up for us to stay distracted. Like it's like for some reason the tide of this country and football. As long as football's fucking up, we're never gonna get anything done in this country. I don't know what it is.
Football got country. I don't know where you've been for the last 30 years.
I know, but we're not gonna get anything done, gentlemen. I'm just letting you guys know. We're not getting anything done. Like these guys are going to keep doing fucking whatever they want to do. And then we're going to be like, what are they doing? Like, who cares? I don't know. They play football. Don't worry about it. Talk to them on Sunday and then we'll figure it out.
This football. Jesus Christ. You're right. I was going to say this country. I said this football. This country doesn't go off around football. It's pretty wild. Dude, every sports broadcast I watch is pretty much like, man, I really want football to come back. But there's two playoffs going on right now, and everybody's like, I want football to come back.
this is bad. This is not good. Again, more of the things that distance me from my entire society.
Are both in like their conference finals, and everyone's like, but football minicamp started. Like, look at how good Josh Allen's throwing the ball.
I have noticed there's more of a desperation around the football fans. It's you're not the first person to have said it, and I've heard more people like just can't like a lot of people like pining like can't wait. And I'm like, why are you so like? It's scary. I already know why.
It's the only thing I have. And it makes me happy. And you know what? It's funny. Like I thought to midnight, we were talking about like how like, you know, like how it's like rigged because like referees in Vegas and shit like that. And like, it's obvious, like they call. And I'm like, I understand. It's probably fake. Can I just have one thing? and just pretend it's not corrupt. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just have, I know it's corrupted. Every sport's corrupted. I know that. Basketball has proved that very more so than anything, with multiple referees getting arrested. Like, I understand it's corrupted. Let me just enjoy it and not think that everything I like in my life is ruined. Let me just have the guys causing brain trauma and footballs getting thrown and footballs being spiked and Super Bowls happening. Let me just have that. Let me stop taking that away from me. Stop ruining it. Stop making rule changes. Let me just enjoy the thing I enjoy every Sunday for 17 to 20 weeks. I don't understand why I can't have this.
I mean, I hate to, I mean, again, I respect you and I agree, you know, I'm sorry for what's happening. Right. But if that doesn't sound, and I'm sorry if I'm just corning this, but I feel like that's what happened is you sound like a football Karen. I feel like you sound like a Karen now, and you can be a Karen for football.
You know what?
You're like, fine. You're about to start crying on camera. I just be like, just let me have the thing I want. Leave football alone. Like, you know, it's just, it's, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's so tough, buddy. It's a real strike, the real thing that you're going through.
I know.
It's really hard. Tough. There's people dying.
Boring, you know. Until October.
We're definitely, yeah. No, stay in the pocket. Stay in the pocket. There you go. Yeah, baseball's boring.
Baseball's boring until October. I don't have.
Speaking of distractions, like, we have nothing to distract me really thoroughly right now. I'm only getting drips of distractions. Playoffs,
that's pretty awesome. So that's big. Nick, yeah. I mean, basketball is boring too.
It is wild how blatant you guys are, like fans of football, like so blatantly just like, no, we need this to be distracted thoroughly. It distracts me so thoroughly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty honest of me.
No, it is. I think you're probably the only one. I think a lot of people wouldn't agree with that. I think they'd be like, no, I mean, I'm just injured. You know, I'm interested in it. I'd be like, yeah, but how much of this is like, if it didn't run for a year?
Oh my God.
Right.
Just got my heart. My heart. I know. Right. First of all, take that back right now.
I won't. Because we're on a different,
take it back.
We're in a different place. I'm not going, but I'm not scared for my life, but yeah, I mean, I do worry about it. I do.
If they were like no football for a year, I might have to find the tallest building next to me and just be like, "Did
you know what it is?" Too, I wouldn't even. You know, it's a shame of it too. I wouldn't even say football stops playing for a year, right? I would just say like, "Hey, we're not going to tell about it. Like, just don't worry about it."
Same. Wait, does it go to
your Giant game? Well, you would go to your Giant game. Yeah, you would just go to your Giant game. So you would go and hang out and do it. It would just be. It wouldn't be consuming your every bit of your mind and media drips. Okay. And I bet you 100% you'd be eventually be happier and realize that, oh yeah, it's just
counterpoint, counter idea.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah. And the country might be better, you know. There's that whole thing.
No to all of that.
Ah, got it. Yep. Okay. I figured. Yep. Okay. Understood.
Counterpoint. Cool. No.
Counterpoint. Yeah, yeah. Well played.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different
thought. I thought about it. I put some real thought into it and I thought about it. I'm gonna think of that again. Okay. Still no.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different argument style than I've seen before, but you know what I mean? It is a tactic of yours.
Yeah.
Then I know you've probably thought long and hard about it.
Nah, you said long and hard.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. it is long and hard, Adam. Wow. Jeesh. You know, guys, let's hit some plugs and then we might not do the end. We typically do a little bit more after the plugs, but I kind of don't, not sure if I want to, you know,
that's fair.
The cult is, it's a sad cult today. It's definitely, this cult is, I gotta say, you know, like even the mere mention of football being taken away, the cult immediately crumbled. That one side of the cult immediately was just in an absolute panic. It was just Wolf of Wall Street, just things exploded.
I just turned to my XCOM of my cult. I was like, what is this happening? Is it really happening? Is he serious? Is it really happening?
Get the punch. Get the punch. I was like, what? No, it's time. We're getting get the medicine. Medicine. We'll call it medicine. Go get it. It's going to be fine. We just got
the robes. No time for the robes.
Just we have to go to the endless football heaven, guys. We have to go. There is where football endlessly runs.
Actually, there's no robes. It's just jerseys. Just football
shirts. It's just jerseys. Yeah, would be. But they're long still and open in the front. That'd be cool.
Open in the front. Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
It's a Rosie. It's a robe jersey.
Oh, very nice. I like Rosie. Robesy's fun.
Robesy.
I like Robesy.
Robesy. A robe. That's three ideas. Don't steal that idea either. That's IP. Patent. Robesy. Fucking half robe, half jersey. Dudes would buy that. By the way, dudes would buy that. Dudes would buy this. Talent, hit me up.
You're very okay. Here's the worry. I think the person with talent probably hold off for a second. I'm pretty sure someone. I'm pretty sure someone's figured out how to put a team logo on a robe.
What I said.
I know, and you and I are picturing the same thing. We're picturing jersey material, right? Kind of the aerated jersey material, right? Rope. The sleeves cut. Yes. Like I'm talking the sleeves high and tight, right? With the band and everything like that. The colors all the same. But then it just, once it gets to the midsection, right? Yes. Then just down flowing, yes. Right? We're, yeah, yeah, down. Nice. Okay. Right. So would if you can put that.
Belt? Oh.
Yeah. Football belt would be fun.
No. Somebody with talent who makes clothes.
I mean the terrible news is that the, you know, that material, you can see, right, the robe, you're gonna have to wear stuff under this robe. I mean, or your dad, you're gonna regret getting this for your father. If your dad is
what they wear under it,
you're, yeah, no, I know you're excited, I'm saying, but I don't feel like you're really taking in what we're about to start. We're about to start an Armageddon of seeing your dad's dick, you know what I mean? You're going to see your dad's dick probably more than anyone should be seeing their dad's dick, because he's going to be wearing that robesy all the time. You know, he's like, I'm wearing something. He's in like lingerie, basically.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I still get the money from this, right?
Yeah. 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 So,
okay, yeah, let's go.
Now that I think about it. Yeah.
Robesies. You're out though, because you were against my idea. Robesies. So,
every robesies. Time.
Let me go. Let me hit me up. Half. You want your sports and leisure? Robesies, boom. Get your favorite player, favorite robe, relax, kick your feet up, smoke a cigar, and support the boys. Robesies. Right. Robesies.com. Yeah. Coming soon. Neil's going to do that part.
Fuck. I hate
you. Want back in? You want back in? This is how you get back in.
God, maybe. No way. More free work? Hell, of course. I would love to.
If you make money, you get a percent, but a small percent.
Because you
poo-pooed my idea right away. I didn't like your attitude. So you get a 5% cut.
If we made money, you're all the way in, dude. You're getting at least, what, 30%?
I said 5, but that's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well,
I didn't like your
attitude. You're generous. You're very generous.
I'll cut that shit to 2.5. Watch your
I'm just
mouth.
Thinking about the mental welfare of all the fucking kids and just the amount of see-through robes we're making. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah,
like
pros cons.
You're seeing your mom's boobies through one of those. If she's a diehard Eagles fan or something, you're just seeing your mom's.
Yeah, that's rough.
She's coming out in the morning. She's making pancakes. Your mom, please put on something other than the robesy. Please, mom. Please.
Okay, how about we put the logo like a sewed-on logo, so it's thick and it doesn't. It's not a see-through.
We might need to silk line it. It might need to be some kind of lined.
Oh, that would feel good on my dick.
Yeah, we might need to line it. What if we lined it with padding? What if we put some of
okay.
Those?
All right.
Into it. Which would
yeah,
be cool.
Like a hip pad or something, like a tail pad.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. I like okay. that. It comes with a Bronco neck as well.
You know, like the quarterback rear protectors.
just so your dad can fully sit in the chair. It just cradles his neck so he can get even fatter and grosser.
Huge.
While he this watches.
A brilliant idea.
That could be an accessory not included. Yeah,
quarterback with protector, Q collar.
How much would sports eke into your? This might be a good question for after plugs, but I'm very interested to think. I'll ask it after. Okay, I'm wondering how far your sports memorabilia would go if allowed, and specifically in the area of sex toys. We'll just leave it there, and then let's do some plugs. Okay. I'm just wondering how far. You know what I mean? You're pretty dyed in the wool. It's going to be interesting. Adam Nutter, why don't you hit some of the cool stuff that you got coming up?
There. Catch me at Adam Nutter, Twitter, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. Check my upcoming dates, whatever. Go check out Fights at Midnight, youtube.com/5TM or Fights at Midnight. It's fun. We didn't do an episode Monday because everybody had to cancel last second, except me, because I'm a fucking professional. So on out, go subscribe to that. Again, all my dates will be on my socials. So I'll post all the stuff coming up. So that's it for me.
Nice. Boom. And you can check me out. I am Neil Wood on all the social media stuff. And you can come on out Friday, March 31st to Myers Brewing Company in Fishtown, Philadelphia. Come on out to that show. Mike Rainey and Ryan Foster, they're going to both be at Skankfest. I think they've been at Skankfest before. A great show from them. And we have Seriously Dad host Jay Yoder come on out to a great show at Myers Brewing Company. You can get your tickets now at drop10.com/events, or I think we have a couple there on Eventbrite as well. So grab those tickets. And we've got Wissahickon Brewing Company coming up June 7th, along with our first Friday show on South Street, June 7th as well in Philadelphia. You can get all these dates and details. I'll be headlining down in Atlantic City at a little alt spot for Dealing Words June 27th. So come out to that. I'm also down in Atlantic City May 30th and sometimes in July as well. I'll be out there in July, and I think coming soon to Atlantic City Comedy Club as well. So come on out to all that stuff. You can follow me at I Am Neil Wood on all the stuff, and you can follow all our cool shit over here. Oh, look at this. Oh, look, it's so beautiful. I'm going to put a background up and just glare at it. Look at all this delicate shit. Oh, you like that? Yeah, there's a Facebook. this is how I do plugs now. Oh, Facebook and Twitter. No, but check us out on all this cool stuff. Wherever you see Called of Us, like, subscribe, do all that great stuff. You can get over to Drop 10 right through there, or check out some of our sweet merch. You know, there's a ton of great stuff on there for you to check out. You can follow us over on our site, or just get over and see some of the shows that we have going on Drop 10. So buy the merch. Check out some comedy shows, and even why not get over to the Patreon if you really like Cult of Us and you want to support us a little bit more. Jumping over there, we got some extra content in there for just $5 a month. You can jump onto the Discord and watch some MMA fights, extra content from us on the road.
Conor McGregor next month.
Oh, I know. Is he, now that he is such a star? Did he lose a step? Like, he did. He's probably gonna get knocked out. So
no, I think, I don't know. Cam looks pretty good, but McGregor's also still pretty good. It's gonna be a good fight.
Okay. Cool. I hope. But yeah, follow us on all this shit. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube and Odyssey, Rumble, like just all the fucking places, people. All right, subscribe and like. We appreciate you. And yeah, come see us out in the show. We'll see you soon. Yeah, you're gonna be there Friday.
Boom. Yeah,
right? Yeah. You're gonna come on down. Come on down to Myers Brewing Company in Fishtown Friday. See these buttheads. Yeah, man. I'm wondering how far your fandom, you know, like if you could have it, like everything in your home. Like, is there any limit? Like every single item in your home, like tables, chairs, like,
you know me, I'm not really, I mean, as big as I am with the sports, I don't really rock a lot of sports memorabilia. I mean, I wear the Rangers hat a lot, my Giants hat a lot, but like, I don't wear like jerseys unless I'm going to a game. Like, I never wear jerseys.
Sure. That's true.
Sometimes I'll wear them on stage. I wear like a Yankee jersey on stage, but that's like very, very, I don't wear football jerseys ever out.
Right.
Unless I'm going to a game. Ranger jerseys, I'll only wear going to games. I'll wear the occasional Jeter or Judge jersey. Cause it's, I don't know. I feel like baseball jerseys are more acceptable to wear. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's more like a,
there's stuff that's been worn by culture. So it's kind of, yeah. Like there's a little bit football jerseys though.
It's like aggressive.
Didn't, there was a point in the '90s where I remember rocking the style of like, yeah, the baggy jeans, Tim's and having a
course,
my football. Like, yeah, like, I definitely remember wearing mine. I don't think I had,
but it looks dumb. It just, to me, like wearing a jersey just out. That's again, unless you went to a game, like I get it. Games are different. You're going, yeah, you know, sure. You're supporting, like, you're wearing like shit. You're supporting the fucking culture. You're supporting the team.
Your entire identity is wrapped into a fake thing. I get it.
Well, it's not. It's not fake. Well, it actually is fake. Totally. Fake it. But it's outside of that. I don't even have a lot of merch. Like, I just, I don't like, I, it's never been my, it's never really been my thing. I find it kind of goofy. Even for, again, I gamble, I ride or die with my teams. Yes, I still think it is childish as a grown man to be like, look at my sports memorabilia. Like, I get having a thing or two. I have a ball signed by the 98 Yankees, which is like arguably the greatest baseball team to ever live. It's a pretty cool thing, you know what I'm saying? So I get that, but it's like, why have one thing? Like, it's mm-hmm. all I own. I don't have like a shit ton of merch on my walls or footballs laying around. I don't have shit. I have a few jerseys. I have my Yankees hat, Giants hat, Rangers hat. That's about it. Now, sex toys. I would love to get a Giants dildo to fuck someone else with it, so I'm not the one finally getting fucked by the Giants. That'd be sick. Someone else could get fucked by the Giants for once.
There you go. Terrifying.
Yeah, it's kind of like, this is kind of the homes that I'm picturing. You know what I mean? We've all, like, every once in a while you go into like a guy's like man cave or something, shit like that. Mm. And you're just like, dude, what the fuck is going? Like, no, it's like,
I hate that. Well, that's one blank. Oh no, the whole house.
Yeah, dude, you can see the boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. What are you it just starts to be like, what's not in here, dude?
Yeah.
You know, these homes make me sad.
Dude, I've seen like guys like have like their basement, like it's like the pack, like everything is Packers or whatever team you are. You know, it's like wall to wall, just zero. You can't even see the walls. It's just and I'm like, dude, I get it. Like, you like the Packers, whatever, but it's like, come, dude, I don't know, man. You're 45.
It's, yeah. I mean, any of the decor situation kind of feels weird, really. If it, I don't know, there's that weird, I almost now like it if your home just feels like you, like it's just specific to you. Like, it's, you got varying things, like you're even a little weird, I guess, but it kind of goes across a couple different fandoms. But like, aesthetically, you know, just like your tables, chairs, like your furniture, you know, it not being branded with your favorite sports team is like a step up. That's like, okay, thank God. You know what I mean? Because I've seen it. Seen just like,
same.
It's like your dining room table is Giants. Like, that's insane.
That
like,
insane.
What are we doing?
I totally agree. You know?
And I'm sure some diehard fans be like, well, you're not a real fan.
They're dumb.
Easily said, but just remember, they're a bigger fan than you.
And no, they're man children with bad taste.
Oh, wow. They're man child.
I'm also a man child, but I'm slightly above the man child.
you're not out of the closet. That's what it is. Like, you just keep your man child in closet.
Exactly. I can still be an adult when I have to be. Like, I still understand decoration and decor and interior design and stuff like that. Like, don't make it all fucking stupid and sportsy. Again, even if I had one room dedicated, I still wouldn't even have one room dedicated to that, I don't think. I think it's like, it's too much.
Damn, dude, this guy's fucking, at least he decked it out. Look at this dude.
Let me see
this guy's place. This guy's place is,
that's not even that bad. Compared to what I've, dude, I've seen, I'm just way worse.
I mean, I'm just looking at, like, I mean, over the bed.
That also looks like AI. Doesn't it?
This old man looks like AI, the basketball player? I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's what you meant, clearly.
Yeah, obviously.
This is terrifying to me. I don't know.
That's not bad. You can find way worse ones out there.
Where does he go to jerk, dude? He's jerking in this room.
Packers memorabilia.
You're jerking on this. You're coming
to the Packers. You think he has all that and doesn't come to the Packers? You think he does not come to Brett Favre winning the Super Bowl against the Patriots in fucking 98? Whatever the fuck that was.
That's, I don't want that to be true.
94? I don't remember.
I don't want that to be the case. I don't want to think about it. But as I look at him,
That helmet might be his dump load helmet.
And then, no. He's got a towel of the rival team that he jerks off into.
Oh, the obviously. Bears. You're right. Yeah. Bears. He has a Bears cum towel for sure.
You got to do it. You got to jerk off into it. Yeah, you can't be doing anything extra. Yeah, that's crazy. You know, that'd be bad juju.
Yeah, Bears cum towel for sure.
Well, this is, I mean, you know, we've done a lot today.
Yeah.
I feel like we've, you know, we really, you know, like most men, we talked sports. We didn't handle our feelings. We only talked really about just trying to work out and get them out of us.
I'm going to the gym right now to work out. I got my feelings to work out.
Me as well. I mean, I'm going outside, but you know, to work out, because I don't need no gym. I don't need no man telling me where I need to work out. I work out outside. Right. All right. I pick up a car.
Guns
if right I feel here. Like it. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny now because you're used to be a jack dude with cartoon muscles, which is hilarious.
Shut up. I like it.
Again, great retort. Love the argument and style. Really, really done. Shut up. I like it. Nailed it. Asked and answered. Well, guys, this has been another episode of The Cult. We're doing great. We're doing very, very well.
We have three great ideas that we're going to market and sell.
Yes. I forgot two of them already. No, we've got Robesies. We're going to definitely get those out there. All right.
Juggalo Gigolo.
Of course. That one's, yeah, I meant just this episode, right?
And fuck, what was the second one?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any head trauma injuries or anything going on. I think we're solid. I think we're pretty good. I don't know why we can't remember things. I don't know why. I didn't even play football. I genuinely let that one escape me. I think it has something to do with, let's speculate wildly on what the other idea was. We had the Robesy idea, right? But then for the life of me, Adam, for the fucking, look, you've gone into head in hand. You are just like, why can't we remember this? It might have been because it was a bad idea. And maybe this is God telling us. I mean, I'm an atheist. So what, this is the universe being like, hey, or Jesus, or the actual Jesus is like, yo, dude.
God only tells me good ideas. That's proof.
Yeah.
Proven over and over again.
So it's actually better. You know, if you're going to comment on this episode of like what it is, don't worry about it. Jehovah's already told us no. So it wasn't a good idea.
Yahweh said no.
Robesies are good. All right.
Robesies and Juggalo Gigolos are good, I guess.
Juggalo Gigolos. Those are our brains held onto them. Yeah, those will be our bread and butter. Yeah. And what do you do with that bread and butter? You go get bread and that bread, right? It multiplies. Oh, wow. You only had 3 loaves. Now you have 85 loaves. See what I'm saying? This is why we know that it's good. I think because it's a Jesus parable.
Yep.
That wasn't a stretch. That couldn't have been a stretch. There's no way. I think that was sound. Maybe not. But
I'm gonna kill myself if I don't remember what the fuck we said the other idea. This is crazy.
And I think it was your idea. This is the problem. That I probably was like, that's stupid, and I feel like you shouldn't do that. But I know you really wanted to get a dildo with your.
That wasn't it.
Your favorite. I know. I'm just saying a couple of things that just to recap.
They have to do with food.
You know what? There's too many people screaming at the tops of their lungs right now. And by too many people, I mean 5, but yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I think we can move on from it. I think it's going to be one of those ideas that is meant to die anyway. I think we stick with what we know. We stick with Robesies, right? We know those like no one's business. All right. You're a football Karen.
Robesies is a $1 million idea.
Who wears Robesies? Football Karens.
Football Karens.
Karens, yeah. I mean, you're a Karen.
Football Karens.
That's okay. That's yeah, because the mere mention of me even saying it might not run on TV, you almost had a conniption. So you almost lost your fucking mind. Yeah, that's a real problem.
You're trying to kill me.
So, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, this is the Karen. Yeah, I think so. He's trying to kill me. You're going to call the cops. I feel threatened. Like I feel threatened. He's going to take away my football.
There's a tall white guy who's threatening my football.
He says he's anti-American and he's anti-football. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, okay, we got good 2 solid ones. I'm not going to look back and scour through to see what our third idea is. It's not important. It's dead to us. Don't worry about it. We've had another day there in the cult, man. Whew, this one was... probably one of our best episodes, I think. I know I say that probably after every episode, but I think this one's going to be the one. This is the one where it's the most us. It's Robesy. I'm going to use it as a slang term from now on. Dude, I'm fucking mad Robesy right now.
Robesy.
I already hate it. So cool. Guys, I'll see you next time. Hopefully I'll see you Friday, buddy. Don't do anything stupid. And another day in the cult. I've been Neil Wood. That's Adam Nutter.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cultofus and just subscribe and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff. patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
Hi, I'm International Men of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.